Hello, everyone. I'm in studio today. My name is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Thanks, Phil.
You got it.
And, you know, it's a tight world. It's an uptight world, I should say. A lot of things going on. I'm going to kind of loosen you up, kind of rock out a little bit. Let's remember that we got it good. We live in a great country. Me and Steve Bozell will be talking about ways to loosen it up and try to live longer. What do you do when you get lonely?
Hey.
Nobody's waiting by your side. You've been running and hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish pride. Layla.
Hey.
Got me on my knees. Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? I tried to give you consolation when your old man let you down. Like a fool, I fell in love with you. Turned my whole world upside down. Layla. You got me on my knees. Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Woo, 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 woo. Let's make the best of the situation before I frankly go insane. I know you're George Harrison's girlfriend, that's okay. He said it was alright that I lay you, Layla. Got me on my knees, Layla. George Harrison has you on your knees, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Ooh. What is he doing?
Layla.
What are you doing?
Oh, wait a minute. Layla. I'm begging, darling, please. Layla. Darling, won't you... God damn.
All right, Jay, that's...
Wait a minute, man. Hey, yeah.
Let him do it, Mr. Henry. Sorry.
Layla. I'm down on my knees. Layla. I'm George Harris. Well, are you there?
I'm right here. I'm right here.
We'll get
Steve Bozell.
Yeah, we'll get him in a minute. Layla. Layla.
Okay, let me do it.
Jay Sanderson, and I have Steve Bozell on the phone with me. Steve, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for allowing me to come on the program. I know that this is kind of your thing tonight.
It is, Let me just introduce, if I could, if you don't mind, Jay.
You did say that this was going to be my... I did, but I think I need to explain some things, because people are...
People might be a little bit confused why you done did Layla.
I explained it to them. You did explain it, but then you're talking about George Harrison. Right, let me say this. Hold on. I'll be with you in a second, Steve.
Well,
The reason why, if I could...
Go ahead.
The reason why I went ahead and I mentioned George Harrison, because the song is obviously about George Harrison, his girlfriend, I think it's Patty.
Yeah, I think it's Patty.
Patty who?
Wasn't it Patty Boyce?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't. But why not give people the information, you know?
I don't mind that, and...
I did mind you freelancing like that and dropping in all of these assumed... facts about George Harrison's got you on your knee. I was trying to be funny. That was just a part of it.
All right. Well, I think that when we're dealing with historical event, let's not try to be too funny.
Historical event. We're talking about a guy. We're talking about a rock star and his girlfriend, and talk.
Yeah, talking about the
Would you have him not do that?
Knock it off, bud. Well, I mean, it is.
Bud's right. It was about. It was. You got me on my knees. I mean, what?
He's talking about. He's on his knees to the girl. Nothing about him being on his knees to George Harrison.
I understand that, Mr. Andrew, but you have to understand that George Harrison was way more powerful a musician at that time than Eric Clapton. If Eric Clapton wanted to get
intimate. What are you shaking your head for, man?
Let me. I haven't said a word. I'd like to say something. Go ahead, General. Wait a minute. Oh, no. You know, you have got a lot of criticisms here, Mr. Santos, of everybody. The fact is, you changed the lyrics to the song, and Phil gave you the first few minutes of the show to kind of loosen everybody up, get everybody in the rock and roll mood, because we have deadly serious things happening in the world, correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. But
wait, hold on. And in the process, you change the lyrics. You're assuming that George Harrison has Eric Clapton on his knees. I don't know anything about these matters. Do you?
Yes, this is all part of rock and roll history. You were in Vietnam.
I was in Vietnam. I didn't mean I was cut off from the world. I knew what was going on, but I didn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, the song is about, allegedly.
It's not allegedly, Mr. It is about that.
All right, let me just say, allegedly, it's about Eric Clapton falling in love with George Harrison's girlfriend. And, essentially, I think George Harrison, the scuttlebutt, the urban myth is that George Harrison gave his blessing to this union between the two of them, and so
everybody lived happily ever after until
she dumped Eric Clapton, and that's the part that I wanted to get to, but you guys started to jump in, and I never did, was able to talk about.
Take it easy, will you, Jay? There you go with the cracked voice.
My vocal cords a little bit dry.
Now, we had Steve Bozell on the line, and I know that he's still there. Steve, I know you're in your bathtub here tonight.
And I'm very aware of the fact, Mr. Eddie, that you're not the biggest fan of people being in the bathtub, but I've had, and I think we've all had, a very tense day. You know I'm in the construction trade. And
We know you're in the construction trade, Steve. We understood. You're not really in the manual labor end of it, though, are you?
General, you would be surprised. When you own a company, you do everything. You are not only going and talking to the crew chiefs, you're helping them haul a lot of materials out to the website. Sometimes you're even climbing up into a cement mixer and you're operating the cement mixer, and other times you're scrubbing out toilets. Well, you're not doing that. You're sitting in your office looking at the bills that you got.
Okay, I understand it. So you're kind of tired out.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm tired out. My muscles are sore. And then on top of that is, of course, the world situation.
And that's sort of what we wanted to talk to you. I talked to Steve earlier, and it's interesting how our worlds intersected. I had no idea that they intersected.
Okay, well, go ahead. You were going to say something about sitting in your office and what?
I was going to say you sit in your office and you spank it.
You guys, I love how you guys never miss a chance.
God, Miss Gray, you're going, I never miss a chance.
That's right. That's my voice. I'm a woman. When you do that, it sounds like someone's put a nutcracker around your you-know-what.
Wow.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about the fact...
I got it.
No, I got it. We're talking about the fact, Mr. Henry, that Mr. Bozell and I share a commonality in how we have dealt with very stressful events. In my case... the COVID, now segueing into the situation in the world with Ukraine and Russia. In Mr. Bozell's case, it was 9/11 and the tense events after that. Is that right, Mr. Bozell?
That's exactly correct. And at that time, Mr. Andrew, remember I had come on your program.
I remember you came on and you said you were going to go to Scandinavia.
I remember this.
I said, if I can be clear on this.
You said you were going to go to Finland and rent a home there. And try to just relax until everything calmed down.
If I could finish, I had said on your program that things were getting, just as Mr. Santos has said, things were getting hairy, it was getting a little out of control, and things were getting, way out of control. And I felt that the best thing for myself and my family, okay, Ms. Gray, was for me to... take a couple of weeks off to fly to Finland or to Norwegia. Not Norwegia.
You're talking about Scandinavia. You're talking about Norway.
I talked about what?
Norway.
Yeah, Norway, yeah. To fly to Norway, to go somewhere that was as far afield of the United States and just sit down and collect myself because things were getting kind of out of control. Things were getting a little bit out of control.
Right, and I had talked to him about that. Mr. Bozell, I had occasion to interact on one of your last shows. I talked about that. I said, the same thing happened to me. And here's the thing that, of course, I have resented very much. You know this, Mr. Henry. I've been on record as saying I resent it. Because I said that the Citizens Auxiliary Police was taking a step back. We did not give up on our enforcement duties.
You said you were taking a step back, Mr. Henry.
Hold on, General.
Jesus.
General, I said we were taking a step back because it was getting kind of hairy. There was disease, and people were coming down with COVID, and they were choking to death.
Yeah, choking to death on their own phlegm.
That's right. And there was no, at that time, there was no vaccine. So I said we would, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we'd take a step back, go back to our houses, just collect ourselves, because it was getting hairy, you know?
It was getting hairy, and as police officers, that's not supposed to really affect you.
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Wait, hold on for a minute. That's not really supposed to. You're supposed to be in the thick of where the danger is.
And we absolutely were, and for you to intimate that we're not.
So what did you go back to your houses for?
Mr. Henry, I just want to
Wait, hold on. What did you go back to your houses for?
We went back to assess, take a deep breath. There was some broth. My wife at that time was cooking some broth. I know that Sub-Commander Gleason's wife had me a covered dish. And to go back and get some good hot food. That's what we needed more than anything. We needed to get some good hot food.
That's exactly what I want to say. I needed some good hot food. I needed good hot food. I needed a warm cider.
Why couldn't you get that at your house?
What house?
Where you lived, man, with your wife.
Because at that time, Mr. Henry, as you know, 9/11 had taken place. I didn't know when the next attack would take place. I was having a hard time concentrating at work.
And so you decide to leave your wife and children and go off to Finland.
You know, the way you said it, I said I'd leave my wife and children and go back to Finland. Yes, I
didn't say back to Finland. I said just go to Finland.
I decided to go to Finland so I could get the lay of the land and get...
Yeah, and collect your nerves and calm your jangled nerves, right?
Mr. Henry, there's no point...
There's no point in us trying to say anything.
As long as General Shaw's butting in and everybody...
All right, well, hey, General, let me do this, okay?
You just said, hey, no.
Just let me do this. So, based upon the fact that Steve Bozell had gone to Finland... Or was planning it. Did you ever go to Finland?
I didn't go to Finland because no sooner had I gotten off the air with you and I began packing and I told my wife, I just want to go to Finland for a couple of weeks so I can get my nerves calmed down. And
I know exactly what you're talking about because the same thing happened to me during COVID.
Yeah, thanks. And that's when I got Roy Hutchins, my next door neighbor, is leaning over the fence and he's saying things like, you know, do you need some nerve tonic? I got some nerve tonic, and he's holding up a bottle of Jack Daniels, and he's rubbing his rear end and pointing at his butt and holding up a bottle of baby oil. In the whole...
Right, and so you...
I took no end of stuff from him and from other listeners of yours.
Until you finally said you might as well stay home like a man.
I said, you know...
Hey, General, hold on.
I said, okay. No, I didn't say that. I said, I will go. I booked a ticket. A round trip to Finland. I found a hotel, and I sat there for about 3 days. Then I flew back. I didn't.
Well, you sat there for 3 days and then flew back. Why?
Because obviously it was. I couldn't calm down because all I had in my mind was Hutchins rubbing his rear end with baby oil and going, "Hey, do you need some nerve tonic?" And holding up a bottle of Russian vodka. Russian vodka.
Yeah, so that's what happens when you try to get it together and you try to, you know, move it together and you try to get it together.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I really do need just a little. Oh, God, that feels so good. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, Steve, you're in the bathtub. You're having yourself a nice warm tub, and we can hear you enjoying it, and that's fine. You're back to thinking about leaving the country and going to Finland.
No, I'm just talking about Jay and I getting a cabin up in Banff.
In Canada?
Yes, sir, in Canada. Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Henry, you make it sound like it's a war crime. What we're trying to do...
It gets hairy.
Let me ask you two guys a question. You got wives and children. You're going to leave and do what?
You know, I'm way ahead of you on this, General, so you might as well just relax, okay? Just relax.
All right, I'm going to relax. Wait, General.
We look at the world right now, and I'm the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. People want me to get it together, to kind of, you know, to get it together.
Yeah, they want me to show up on job and make decisions that are worth millions of dollars, and meanwhile, you got...
You know, I know it's scary... You got to keep doing your job, though. No one's saying that we're not going to do our jobs, okay? Well, that's what you're saying. You guys want to go up to Banff and get a cabin together?
Oh, man.
Okay, see, I knew it. And here's where you blew it, General. Here's where you blew it. You automatically make some assumption that there's a homoerotic relationship going on.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You're innovating that, which shows your essential homophobia, making fun of two men who want to get out of... there's got nothing going on, no sex between me and Jay Santos.
Yeah, this is what they do, Mr. Bozell.
No, I'm familiar with it. I've been at the receiving end of these guys' bad jokes, puns, their insults, their sarcasm, and their satirization.
Okay, so we know that you guys have suffered immensely at the hands of the Phil Hendry Show. Now you're going up to Banff, is that what it is?
That's right, it's called Banff. God, you never heard of it?
Yeah, Banff is one of the top tourist...
I've heard of it, I know what it is, okay? You're going to go to Canada, get a cabin together...
See, and right there, the intimate get a cabin together, the homophobia on this show.
Jay, I have to tell you, I'm the first one to be detecting anything like that, and I think what the two men are saying isn't so much that there is a homoerotic relationship. They're saying two men that should be with their families instead are in Canada sharing a cabin. I imagine you'll light a fire?
What'd you say?
You're saying we're going to light it? Yeah, she said we're going to light a fire. Of course we'll light a fire.
We should light a fire. We'd probably make up a stew. Why?
So you guys are going to go to Banff, light a fire, make a stew, you know.
Oh, my God. Next thing you know, we're going to jump in bed together.
See, that's where they go.
No, I'm not saying that. I think that no one's saying that. What we're saying is, what are your families doing at this time?
I mean.
Look.
You want to go on this one?
Yeah, I'll take it. Look, my wife, April, and my kids, they know I'm there for them. They know that, you know, nothing, that anybody wants to hurt them, they got to come by me. Okay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute, General.
Excuse me, General. Anybody wants to hurt my family, they got to come by Steve Bozell. And I'll tell you this, as much as you may think that's not too difficult proposition, you know, let me tell you that.
Okay, how do they go through you when you're sitting in a cabin in bed? How do they go through you when you're sitting in a cabin in Banff?
And I can hear the laughter. And
that's what they do. They start to laugh because they don't understand.
I'll tell you this. I'm taking a brief sabbatical, and I'm sure you've heard of those, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to Canada with Mr. Santos because he understands what I'm talking about. To get energized, to get reconnected to my roots.
Reconnected to your balls. Come on, all right? I want to hear this, and I want these guys to be heard. I don't want to, these one-liners.
Yeah, get reconnected to my balls. I'm fully connected to my balls. I'm reaching right, yep, there they are. I'm reaching down right now. I got my hand shoved way down in there.
Thought you're in a bathtub.
Well, yeah, I'm wearing shorts.
You're in the bathtub wearing shorts?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I knew that I was going to be on your show.
Wait a minute, you're in a bathtub wearing shorts because you knew you were going to be on Phil's show.
Hey, let me can I finish what I'm saying, Mr. Hendry?
Go ahead.
Jesus.
You're kidding.
Can I finish what I'm saying, Mr. Hendry?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I'm well connected to my balls, as you say there, General. And what I think that what Mr. Santos and I are saying is that we simply want to take a few hours, a couple of days. We'll go up on a Friday night. We'll come home by Sunday evening, Monday morning at the latest, to get refreshed, reconnected to the mission at hand, which is to defend our families to the best of the ability. Oh, Jesus.
It's to defend our families to the best of our ability. It's just a little hairy.
Right there, what he said.
It's just getting a little bit hairy. I want us to take a step back. I want to take a step back and say, okay, you know, I didn't bargain on World War III. I mean, we just got through COVID, and now you're talking about, you know, talk about, you know, Russia invading Ukraine. So it got hairy. So we're going to meet in Banff. I'll bring up a covered dish. I mean...
I got a spaghetti that I make. Also, I've got some bouillon, and you know, and
just so, you know, just take get a mug of soup and kind of
got to step back and see. Okay, what are we dealing with here? And I think every man should. What are we dealing with?
What are we dealing with? In the meantime, you're leaving your family.
Mr. Henry, you, General Shaw, you don't have any family right now. You got a wife and that's it.
All right, so I don't have a... that's enough of a family.
Right. But that's just you and your wife, okay? And what about you, Mr. Henry?
I'm a single man, okay? I got Jackie and she's 3,000 miles away.
Right, so both of you guys...
Well, I have a son and a husband.
But you're the female...
Watch it. No, but you are, Ms. Gray. You're the female. Your husband, Frank Gray... Why don't we get him on the phone?
I would like to get Frank on the phone.
Okay. Oh, what's this about?
You're not going to bring Frank. Oh, come on, man. He calls everybody she, he, you know.
Yeah, get Frank Gray on the phone.
Yeah, Frank Gray.
Hi, Mr. Gray. This is Jay Santos. So I'm on with Phil Henry and Steve Bozell on Phil Henry Show. Hi, Frank. It's Margaret. I'm on with Steve Bozell and Jay Santos on the Henry Show.
All right, I'm at the carnival, but I'm trying to get a ring over a stuffed bear's head so I can get the Cracker Jack prize over here.
What carnival are you at?
It's just a street. I saw a carnival, and I pulled over for it. God.
All right, Frank. We're talking here with Jay Santos and Steve Bozell, and they're saying that with the this war in Europe and a lot of other things, things are getting hairy, and they want to take a break and go up to a cabin that they've rented together in Canada.
They're making it sound like it's all a very homoerotic thing, Mr. Gray. All right, well, hold on. So they're going to go get a cabin away.
Yeah, Mr. Gray, it's Jay Santos. We're going to get cabin because it's getting kind of hairy, and we want to...
And you want to sort of collect your thoughts and do what?
We want to collect our thoughts. I'm going to bring up a covered dish. We're going to make some soups and sit and talk, you know.
All right, I don't know. Hold on for a minute. How much do I owe you? $3? All right, if I get this ring over this bear's head...
Well, do you want to talk to us, Mr. Gray?
Not really. Well, hold on. I get the ring over the bear's head, I get the Cracker Jacks, okay? All right, here we go.
Frank, I can't believe... Where's Jason J. Delmonico?
Having dinner over at the Stupid's house. God damn.
All right.
All right, here we go. One, two, and a one, two, three. Fuck me.
Okay, Frank, thanks so much, man.
I'm sorry with the language. I don't know what to tell you two guys. You want to go room together? How much? You owe me $3. I put a ring over that bear's head, and I put a ring over the raccoon. What do I get for that? Nothing? Jesus Christ.
All right, Frank, thanks for nothing.
Margaret, I'll see you at home. Don't worry.
Okay, so that was...
But I'll tell you, I should have asked him the question. Get him back on the phone.
Just
get him back. Margaret, how much of this? Get him back on the phone, sucker.
What?
Frank, the question that we didn't get to ask you was the following thing. Would you leave Jason J. Delmonico and me if it looked kind of hairy? If it looked like war was going to break out or there was a pandemic? That's what these two monkeys are doing, this Bozell and Santos.
Oh, I did call a monkey. Hold on. No, of course I wouldn't. I would stand like a man and defend him and defend my son, defend her and defend him, my wife. I would never, ever walk out. You guys are going to a cabin up in Banff and you're going to have soup? I mean, I would love to go, don't get me wrong, but I would have to stay. Otherwise, I'd never hear the end of it. He'd never let me hear the end of it, nor would my son. And she's the apple of my eye. She's the person.
Okay, that's fine. So, in other words, so that was a wasted. No, I think he gave you the answer. Well, he gave me. Yeah, he's sitting there playing tiddlywinks, and he's spanking it at a carnival to get to Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I don't think that was a legitimate input from anyone.
All right, so let me take over this interview, if you don't mind, because it's getting a little bit far afield.
Well, Phil, I've got some questions.
Wait a minute. So a number of years ago, Steve, we had you on the show. You were saying things were getting too hairy because of 9/11. You went over to Finland. You spent 2 days in a cabin or whatever.
I was just trying to get my head together because things were getting...
I understand. And now, Jay, you want to do the same thing. Since the pandemic and now the thing in Ukraine, you guys feel like you need to just take some time out.
That's exactly right. Take some time out. Think about it. I'm committed to my family. I'm also committed to the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I just want to take a step back and go, okay, what are we dealing with? You know, what is this? You know, because in a lot of ways I didn't sign on for this.
Yeah, you didn't sign on for it, but here it is, Santos.
Okay, so here it is. You know, it's kind of...
Yeah, you sound like you're scared. That's the one thing you can't be, as I said, as an auxiliary police officer.
What are you talking about, man? You understand what you're saying?
I think he understands. You guys are supposed to represent courage. Now, you, Steve, going off for the second time, first to Finland, and now off to Banff, Canada.
Oh, yeah, because I want to go off and I want to bond with another man who wants to just kind of take a step back and go, this is getting kind of hairy. And because I want to do that, you guys automatically assume that there's some kind of a homoerotic thing. Hold on, I got to get some. You guys automatically assume.
I don't think these clowns are automatically assuming anything, but I do know that they're saying, and they're making the right call, that there seems to be a level of cowardice going on here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what? I ought to just hang up on that one.
I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you say I'm a coward.
That's what she's saying, and I agree with her. Well, Jay, I mean, that's what it looks like.
So you're trying to tell me. God damn.
You're saying that we're chicken? That we're just flat-out chicken flying the coop?
Well, yeah, man, that's what it seems like. I mean, there's bad stuff going on in the world. You guys want to take time out, go to your cabin in Banff?
There you go again, see, your cabin, like I'm married to the guy or something?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, this is not some gay marriage.
I'm not saying it is, man. This got nothing to do with that. This has to do with a couple of guys bonding on the basis, bonding on the basis of how chicken they are over the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, well, you know what? I thought this was a bad idea. I knew it all along. As soon as I got into the tub, I wanted to be a nice, relaxing evening. I wanted to... Give me the water. Oh, yeah. I want it to be a nice, relaxing evening, Mr. Henry, but instead I get called out. Somebody trying to call me that I got it gay for Mr. Santos because I want to go to Banff and sit in the cabin, and I want to have a fire and a bowl of gruel and maybe pour some bouillon into the thing.
What happened to him?
I hung up on him, man.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you this, and I hope that you will take this to the bank.
Yeah, what about it?
Hey, General, I'm not talking to you right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to Mr. Henry and all of his listeners. Okay? I came on here tonight. I sang the song, very heartfelt song.
God damn it. Say it.
I'm saying it. Layla. A great rock and roll song by the great Eric Clapton. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah?
What are you all looking at?
I'm waiting for you to... What do you got to say?
I'm saying that I try to do my part to relax and help everybody get, perspective on what's going down. And in the meantime, I said, and Mr. Bozell said, I like to take a little step back, take a little time out, so I can take a little time for me. For me, okay?
Yeah, your voice cracking just shows that you're chicken.
That's what it sounds like. Well, I'm not chicken. Anybody want to try me? You?
No.
Yeah. What about you?
I'd love it.
Well, I'm not going to hit a woman.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, that's a good answer. I will say this, that there's nothing wrong with a couple of men. It's got nothing to do with gay. And, I tell you, Mr. Ernie, you got a homophobic streak in this show.
Jay, nobody is saying anything about you being gay, okay? We're saying it's weird. It's not a very good look for you two guys to be running off to Canada, getting a cabin, having soup and bouillon and sitting around a fire and talking about how you got to get your heads together while the rest of the world is fending for itself and you have families back here.
And I try to explain that to you, that my wife, April, and the two children, and I heard that, what Margaret, what you said about Jace J. Delmonico and Frank Gray said,
Frank said he'd never do it. See? This is what we're saying, man. You already took time out to go, get away from the pandemic.
Well, you can't sit here and expose me and make me look like a fool on your show.
Well, you're doing that to yourself, Jay. You ought to do what you do. You're a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. Get out there and help the people, whatever kind of problems they may encounter. Show you've got the courage and the equanimity and the emotional balance to deal with this.
What?
You heard what he said.
Yes, I'd like to do that, but we've got...
What, you put your deposit down for the cabin?
We did, yes.
What is it for the 3 nights?
We got it for 4.
How much is it?
$3,500.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a
pretty nice cabin.
All right, so it's a nice cabin. So what? We got a nice cabin, and I'm bringing up a covered dish.
You got to go back to your family.
My family understands this is only for 48. Well, it's only for 4 days. That's 24 and 48, 72.
96 hours.
96 hours where I'm going to sit down and collect my thoughts.
You had to collect your thoughts during the pandemic. And I did. Okay. I don't know. All right, well, maybe you need this, Jay. Maybe you need the 4 days in a cabin with Mr. Bozell. I'm not saying anything. To sit and have your soup. I'm bringing up a covered dish. He makes a soup. He makes a soup, and we're bringing ingredients for, you know, a paw of chili. And I make a, there's a cocktail I make. I don't know. And you guys are just going to have, we're going to take in a movie? What a dick. Well, are you? Yes, we were going to take in a movie. Want to go see that Bean and Ricardo's? You think it's in the theater in Banff? Okay, you know something, Jerry? No. I've put up with about as much insult as I want to take. You understand what I'm saying? So,
God, Mr. Zanis, when you talk, try to make your lips touched.
Make my lips touched? It.
Make your lips touched. Never mind.
I've taken as much stuff from you people as I want to take. I come on here. I want to get my head together. There's a lot of hairy stuff going on. So I got to go to a cabin in Banff, me and Mr. Bozell, strictly, you know, a couple of buddies. We're going to mix, you know, put a meal together to get, you know, put a meal together.
Yeah, bring an apron. Do you have aprons?
Yes, we do have. Oh, God.
Oh, so you're bringing your own aprons.
I don't think they've got them in the cabin.
Okay, so you two guys will be standing around in your aprons.
Goodbye. Jay, no, goodbye. I've never been more insulted in my life.
Maybe you ought to go home and talk to April.
You know what? Yeah, as a matter of fact, because you people have poisoned this, it was going to be a great weekend.
So you're not going? No, I'm not going. Won't get your deposit back.
I don't know. Maybe I ought to go then.
Yeah.
Get to Steve Bozell.
Yes, Steve.
I just heard the way you browbeat Jay Santos. Are you going or are you not?
Hold on. No, I'm not, because I'm not going to have these guys sitting back here saying that I'm some kind of a chicken.
They're calling you a chicken ass behind your back.
What about you?
I'll ask my wife. April, you said that I could go to Banff.
Yeah, but after hearing all this other stuff, I don't like the idea.
What a jip, man. I'm telling you.
What happened?
His wife, April, said no, he can't go.
You talk about pussy whip.
Yeah, well, Jay, you're going home, too. I'm going home. I got to call up this resort.
Get your money back, man. Jay, I'm not the guy that did this to you.
I didn't do it to you. Oh, Jay, grow up.
Come on, Mr. Santos. You're the guy that was going to go to Banff and chicken out on your duties as a citizen's auxiliary police officer. Shut up, Jay.
You put your hands on me?
I didn't touch you.
I'm going to call my lawyer just to see if there's anything legally I can do.
Yeah, while you do that, get an ear, nose, and throat guy to look at your epiglottis. Sounds like you're gagging up.
And I'll talk to my attorney about that. The intimation being that I got something I'm swallowing.
See you later, Jay.
I doubt it.
Well,
that's good news.
I doubt that, too. Wait, I want to get in here. These assholes tonight.
Get up. Get them out of here.
They're from me?
Jesus.
We have an out-of-control situation out. What are you?
I'm going to get security in there, Phil. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Very unfair to me.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for CMPRI Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
You gotta grow up, man.
I am grown up.
By the way, this is the C'est La Vie's, man. The C'est La Vie's. And a bitchin' song called Dune, yeah.
Like the movie?
I don't know, maybe, yeah.
I love the C'est La Vie's.